Thank you for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for February the 27th from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. Although structural problems remain within the Greek economy, the imminent danger of a default in March was averted last week by another €130 billion bailout. Greece still has to get nearly all of the €206 billion of debt held in private hands to take part in the debt swap to start receiving the bailout funds. But, as ever, they remain confident. The euro strengthened across the board as investors look beyond the current uncertainty in the eurozone's periphery economies, even though the leading light in the eurozone, Germany, posted a 0.2% contraction in their economy last quarter. Ratings agencies downgraded Greece to junk status C, which means a default is highly likely in the near term, and yet the euro lives on and reached a three-month high against the US dollar. In the US, the markets focused on positive earnings reports and glimmers of hope in housing and labour markets, which offset unease about rising oil prices and the unease surrounding eurozone bailouts. Everyone is looking on the bright side, but this time there is, it appears, more of a backward glance at what is really happening on the ground. The politicians have agreed many things, but on the streets unrest is bubbling over in the eurozone, and saber-rattling by Iran and Israel is raising tensions in the oil markets as well as militarily. Sterling began the week on the back foot, dropping a couple of cents against the US dollar. But when the announcement was released that the MPC at the last Bank of England meeting was split regarding how much QE there should be, the pound weakened and continued to do so for the rest of the week. Some members were arguing for more than the agreed £50 billion. On a positive note, January saw the biggest surplus in the public accounts for 4 years. Public sector borrowing currently stands at £93.5 billion, compared to £109 billion at the same time last year. Thanks for listening.